It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Left Hand, Right Brain. I hope this podcast finds you well. And I know I say it every podcast, but I say it because I really mean it. For all your likes, your subscribes, your rates, and reviews, you know, appreciate. And you know, if you like what you're hearing on this week's Left Hand Right Brain, you'll probably like all the other podcasts under the LHRB banner, such as Let's Get Drunk and Talk About Your Wedding. That's with hosts Jen and Mel, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The hosts throw back a couple drinks with some guests, and they talk about love, marriage, and everything in between. Or you can check out Help Me, I'm Scared, another podcast about horror films with Katie Bowman. Again, it's all right there in the title. They review horror movie podcasts with comedians. It's a good old time. Even if you're a big scaredy cat like me, they make it fun. And if you want to check out all the backlogs of the Left Hand Right Brains, the JDJOs, the Appetites, or the Dead But Not Forgotten Los Chupacabros, you can find all those podcasts by going to lefthandrightbrainpod.com, or you can find them wherever you get your podcasts. And you guys probably know we are a proud member of Mile High Life now. Got to give it up to them. They have a great collection of Denver-based podcasts doing it all there. Check them out. You might find one you like a lot. Okay, that brings us to this week's podcast, which is with returning guest, LHRB All-Star, Eric Anthony Riley. You might know him from In the Whale. He's the drummer for In the Whale. You might know him from his appearances on Let's Get Drunk and Talk About Your Wedding. You may know him from past episodes of Left Hand Right Brain, all right? I think he was on, like, the second episode of Left Hand Right Brain. Definitely the first five. He's been on quite a bit. We talk a little bit about his band In the Whale. They've rebranded a little bit. Check out them on all the social medias. It's In the Whale, one word now. And then you can find him on YouTube. You can check out the music. They're going into a harder direction. We talk about that a little bit in the podcast. We go all over the place, have a fun time with Halloween stuff going on, Halloween candies. Then we get real serious. We talk a little bit about his divorce, things like that. That's just how we do on this podcast. We go all over the place, having a good time, free-flowing conversation. Thank you so much, Eric, for being on. He's one of my favorite podcast pals. I had a great time talking to him. I'm sure you're going to enjoy listening. So let's get into this week's LHRB podcast, part of Mile High Life, produced by Left Hand Right Brain, aka me. The more I think about it, the more I want to get upset about it. Although, I mean, I was fine. I mean, we did the whole trip. You know, I would, so the listener knows, I'm still fuming from, I don't know. I've gained more steam because last episode I brought it up about how friends of ours who we went on a couple's road trip with didn't want to park their car here because they were afraid it was going to get vandalized, stolen. There's a lot of, you know, car robberies, Cadillac converters, they have a Prius. And the more I think about it, the more I've been getting upset that they didn't want to leave their car here.
I think it's pretty fair.
I mean, yes, it's fair of them to not, of like, you know, not wanting to leave their car here.
But do you risk insulting your friend or get your fucking car stolen?
Well,
it's like,
now I have to make it so, you know, I have to balance the scales, you know, so next time they will rather have their car stolen than insult me.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Isn't
one.
Isn't that the... How dare you spite me? I don't know. Spite motivates me, you know? I know I probably asked you a long time ago, but what motivates you? Besides bite, I mean.
At the moment, food.
What fuels that angry singing you do in that that heavy metal band you're in?
I wouldn't call it aggressive. I'd call it aggressive. I wouldn't call it angry. It's not anger.
Okay.
It's aggression.
All right. I think I've heard a policeman say the same thing. No, I'm just stuck. I was just going to play a clip of you singing just so we could...
Go to the channel. Search In the Whale Drug Dealer. Skip to like somewhere around the middle.
This is you.
A little farther. There you go. This is me.
It's just a drum. I mean, do you play the drums? Yeah, yeah. Not angry, though.
Aggressive, not angry.
And what's fueling that? Hunger.
Well, yeah. Are you talking about musically?
In general, you fucking tour so much. Uh-huh. What keeps you going out when it's fucking... I've been listening to a little bit of the shit show. I mean, it doesn't sound glamorous, you know?
I mean, that's dedicated to the bad part, so...
Yeah, the way, yeah. So it's a new podcast you and Eric are doing. I mean, you and Nate.
Yeah.
It's called Shit Show.
Yeah, we can get to that in a minute, but what fuels me to do all this stuff and tour and play music, I feel like I'm a performer, just naturally, I think. I'm a natural performer.
Waiting to see it in this podcast, but yes. No, I'm sorry.
I love performing in front of crowds. I love playing the drums. I think it's one of maybe three things I'm actually good at. So that's what motivates me. Yeah. Hey.
Go ahead, turn it on then.
So. But yeah, In the Whale has a podcast. We just started putting episodes out. We've been recording episodes for a few years.
Right, yeah. I just listened to the first one, and you guys recorded, Eric or Nate had recorded something from like 2015.
Yeah.
And he just says, we're getting our shit together. What takes 7 years to get your shit together for a podcast?
I don't know. We just didn't feel like it was the right time. Like, it was like, I don't know. We just didn't, it felt like...
Oh, you're waiting for more people to get into the podcast game.
we just felt like now was the right time, I guess.
Sure, sure.
We feel like we're going into a sort of a new era of In the Whale. Wanted to usher that in with some new content.
What's the new era?
We changed the name from In the Whale to In the Whale, one word. It's In the Whale, one word.
Oh, okay.
All caps.
All right.
Instead of In the Whale.
It's one word.
No
caps.
Less of a party vibe. Less of a bluesy rock and roll vibe and more of a like modern rock, heavier, you know, that kind of thing. And more serious subject matters in the lyrics, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Not necessarily touring our dicks off anymore. Not trying to play a dive bar here or a house party there. Or trying to like be more strategic with the touring and all that kind of stuff. Just a little...
all the stuff you're whittling it down from, you know, your experience before. Now you're going into a laser.
that's a good way to put it. Yeah,
you're sharks with lasers on your heads.
That's right.
That's what In the Whale is these days.
Before we were just sharks. Now we got lasers.
No, that's cool. Yeah, so I mean, what do you think is... I mean, I'm not to get like all NPR-y on you, but why angry or why now?
Not angry.
Is it aggressive. Because of the war?
I just think...
War is over.
music should be a reflection of where you... songs and music are snapshots in time. And then, you know, 2012, 2013, it was just a different time and we were in a different place. as people and as a band. And now that has shifted quite a bit. The world has shifted. The pandemic really put a lot of things into perspective. And, you know, me and Nate both went through a lot of shit. And, you know, the natural inclination is to write about that stuff. And that's just how it came out. So that's what we're doing.
Right on. I mean, is there like a big like branding thing? Is your manager or anybody? Do you still have a manager?
Yeah, we have a manager.
Is where they like, what do you mean you're making it all one word?
No.
Was there any pushback or what?
No, not at all. Me and Nate talked about it and said, okay, this is what we're doing. We've decided it.
All one word. How does this come up? You're driving? Like,
we've toyed with it a little bit over the years of like, just also. I don't know why people just have a real problem with the name. Like, people just can't get it. You know, they call us Into the Whale. They call us Inside the Whale, Inside of the Whale, Whale. I mean, it's really not hard. It's right, in the whale. It's like the easiest thing ever. It's three syllables, but people just can't get it. So we figured if we made it all one word, all caps, it'd be easier to get, you know, especially like, you know, in writing. And then again, it's just sort of a rebranding thing. Like, we talked a lot about maybe even changing the name completely, and this is a way to sort of change it but not change it. So
yeah, I get a lot of shit for Left Hand Right Brain,
right? Yeah,
and I take a lot of cues from In the Web.
Left Hand,
so maybe,
Left Brain.
Yeah,
people
left
say
front,
that?
Yeah,
people left brain,
get,
right brain.
Yeah, they get it fucked up all the time.
Left hand, right hand.
Yeah
they're
like, whatever, he'll fucking tell you. Then, you know. But getting more recognition as the Pod King of Denver, you know.
The Pod King of Denver.
Yeah, that's what they call me. if you guys want me to produce a shit show eventually, just let me know.
Okay.
If you want the Pod King to get his hands on there. I don't know. Yeah, I've heard some people being like, you got to get rid of it. Change it. Just rebrand to something else. But like,
I
love it.
I kind of like it too.
I love it. But I mean, you had,
because you're left-handed.
Yes.
And you're an artistic. It's like,
you get it. You get it.
It's not fucking hard.
Thank you. So I mean, you obviously loved the name In the Whale, right? I mean, that was something you.
The other thing is, dude, changing, picking a band name is fucking hard.
right.
It's so hard.
I mean, there's tons of suggestions. Every other joke some people make is like, oh, that's a band name.
Totally. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and we actually talked about changing the name completely, and we ultimately decided this. What?
Do you want to say what you almost went with?
We never like fully nailed it down. Okay. But ultimately, we kind of decided that, you know, the name has a lot of history. A lot of people know who we are. We have a lot of fans that love that name. So
once
fuck
you
it.
Branded yourself, I mean.
So this is a way to do it, to just go one word.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I need to take that aggression and bring it out on my other friends about not parking here. Could you do a
no? You don't. I think you should just let that go.
All right,
because you live in a shitty neighborhood. That's a fucking fact. That's a fact, my guy.
That hotel that was doing. I mean, I did see like two prostitutes straight up driving home from work the other day. Yeah. Like straight up streetwalkers, dude. It was nuts. I do live like Colfax, and it's just weird to see ladies out. Ladies of the night out, just looking around. Wait, and I did see a car pull up to a lady, and she walked. She walked over to it.
Wow!
I was like, "Damn, this is like what people talk about, like in movies about like oh the bad streets and stuff."
You would think about like with the internet, that shit would be done.
And then I finished getting my dick sucked, and I drove off. No, just joking. All right, we're letting loose. All right, you know one thing. You know, both of our wives do a podcast. Let's Get Drunk to Go At Your Wedding. Check it out. But whenever I'm gone and they're recording by themselves, they're always like, oh, the cat's away. We're fucking, the mice are playing.
Right.
But now we're here. They're gone. They're,
the cats will play.
Yeah. The cats are fucking, their claws are coming out. Or I don't know. What the fuck? Aristocrats over here, which is like arguably maybe the worst Disney movie. What do you think?
Aristocats?
Yeah.
It's
the one I dislike the most of like classic era Disney.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent.
It's down there though.
It's pretty down there. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to think about that one. Man, 90s Disney movies. Isn't Aristocats like 80s? You got to go animated. 90s Disney animated movies.
1970s. You're fucking damn.
Well, yeah, this is what Disney does. me and Jen listened to this great podcast called You Must Remember This, and it's about Hollywood, in the golden era of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And there's a great, it's like a 10-part series about Song of the South. And they talk about how Disney has done this throughout their whole career since they started, is re-releasing their own movies again.
Yeah. Because I remember when I was a kid, like it coming out on VHS and being a big deal. Yeah. So I think of it as like a 90s movie.
And they'll re-release a movie in theaters, and then the parents who saw the movie as a kid can take their kids to see it and introduce to their kids, and then et cetera, et cetera. They're doing it again now with the live-action ones. They did live-action Lion King, live-action Jungle Book, live-action Dumbo,
so or, it's always been,
or CGI, whatever.
Right, but they've always been doing nostalgia-based renewals or whatever the fuck you want to call them. Yeah. Reboots.
Uh-huh.
Disney's constantly doing reboots then. You think they'll ever redo?
Well, it's not even a reboot. Like a lot, it's not even a reboot. They just put it out again.
Right. What do you think's worse, Oliver and Company, or
is that a Disney movie?
Yeah, dude, right here.
What the hell?
Or Aristocats?
I don't remember either one of them. Fantasia is the worst one, probably.
The worst one? Yeah. At least it like has some interesting visuals, dude.
What the fuck? Treasure Planet?
Treasure Planet, never saw it, can't attest. I heard it's good. I've heard some people being like, you know, it's coming back around.
I don't know.
Lilo and Stitch, Unsung Hero, good one.
Rescuers Down Under is my shit.
Yes, Rescuers Down Under, fucking dope. Black Cauldron, also scary.
Never heard of it.
This Robinson's Family, that's terrible. Probably. Never saw it.
Never saw it.
Ooh, Brother Bear. Good one.
Never saw it.
Yeah, there's some that, like, you know, just totally pass you by. But Nostalgia Factory. Walt Disney. So Aristocats. Where are the Aristocats right now? Well, the mice are away. No, they're mice. We're cats.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the analogy that they're always saying. So I think we should just do a double... it's like do another bachelor party, you know, like when you had your bachelor party, we just went
let's go to the strip club.
Dandy Dan's, you know, you can like renew your vows afterwards.
That's
almost
right.
Like a Catholic thing, how you could like go to the, you know, say your confession and then you're like, you know, you re-up on.
Perfect.
Yeah, you just kind of clean the slate.
Perfect. It's Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. I was like, we should get turnt.
Bro, I drive past Dandy Dan's all the time. The parking lot is always either, like, if it's like a Wednesday, it's 5, parking lot's half full. If it's Friday night, Saturday night, forget about it, bro.
Can't get in?
It's full. The parking lot's full. There's food trucks outside.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Like.
Who's getting a fucking burrito or like some street tacos?
Yeah.
The messiest finger food.
Lap dance.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't get a lap dance. My stomach's too full of carne asada. Yeah, they're having a party at that place, and like every year when the school year's over, they're like welcoming class of year, dude. So that is hilarious.
Hell yeah,
gotta give it up to that bit. Dandy Dan's is a terrible dirty strip club here in Denver, just if the
off Federal Boulevard
yeah, right off Federal. We went there for your bachelor party, one of three.
That's right. I live about 5 minutes from there, and the signs are, they have a big marquee outside, and it's always has like something funny written on it. And it's a sketchy part of town, so I've always like, man, I wonder what it's like in there. I was like, I got to stop in there for at least one drink for my bachelor party.
And there's a 2-drink minimum they make you do immediately when you get in there.
Yeah, it's great. It's actually, it was kind of fun.
I mean,
it was pretty fun.
It was wild.
It was wild,
it
yes.
It was wild.
The lap dance area is just like a place on the south wall. It's not walled off. There's no curtains. There's nothing. It's just these chairs are designated for lap dances. So I could be sitting as far as 6 feet away from someone getting a lap dance. It's wild.
And it's like these are just chairs they found at like the back of an office that was throwing them away.
At like a VFW hall
it's
or
like
something.
Not
they're just chairs.
Glamorous that people are just dancing on. Old pool tables.
Yeah.
There's like open rafters in the ceiling. They're like grabbing the rafters up on top to like dance.
It's
pretty
wild.
Fucking nuts. I thought I don't know who the guy was that was with us, this white guy. I think he fell for the trap because they have popcorn in there.
Yeah, that's right.
They had popcorn in there and he goes to get popcorn out of this popcorn machine And then just all these I just watched these all these Mexican guys start swarming him, you know, just like, and I thought it was like, it's a trap. This is like how they honey dick fucking idiot white guys.
Always going for the popcorn. What a moron.
Let's fucking get his wallet. You know, they're like, he's a mark. And I was like, we have to get out of here. Because it was just like, he was like talking to all these guys and they're speaking to him in Spanish. And I was like, this seems dangerous to me. My fucking Spidey sense is going off. My Vato sense. I was like, these seem like my shady uncles that I remember when I was a kid that I saw like one Easter.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was bad. But so we're going to go do that again, I guess.
The Sword and the Stone is from 1963. That's crazy.
Rescues Down Under, 77.
Rescuers. Not the Rescuers Down Under. The Rescuers.
Just Rescuers. Did you watch the reboot of Hocus Pocus?
It was okay. Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, you know.
It was all right.
You know, it's going on a lot of nostalgia, just like everything else. It was nice to see Bette Midler. Sarah Jessica Parker looked pretty chiseled.
Yeah, she looked great.
That makeup was not doing her any favors in that lighting.
I thought she looked great.
All cheekbone.
I was just, you know, I don't know. It's like a one watcher.
Yeah, it's like not something I'm going to
I'll watch the original. Sure. Even the original's like, I'm not a kid anymore. I don't know. It's okay. It's good.
Yeah. All right, I was looking up most popular Halloween candies
for
2022. Which one do you think it is?
I'm going to have to say peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms? That's a good one. I do. Those are my favorite of the M&Ms.
You're asking me what the most popular is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say the most popular is probably peanut M&Ms.
And then they also break it down to by state.
Whoa. Top 10 ranked.
The top 10 ranked Halloween candies were... Number one, Reese's Cups.
Okay.
Decent one. That one won the Los Chupacabras candy bracket last year.
Dude, you can't fuck with Reese's Cups, man. Reese's is delicious. Yeah, it's that's a good one.
Yeah. And undefeated peanut butter chocolate. Skittles, number two.
Skittles are great.
Yeah, I don't like fruity stuff anymore. I don't like fruity gummies. I don't like...
Fucking homophobe.
I want chocolate. If I'm going sweets, I want chocolate. M&M's right here doesn't M&M's. Distinguish between, but, you know, getting the little brown bag M&M's classic. Yeah. You know, that's a staple of Halloween candy. Starbursts.
Oh, I don't know. Top 10?
What's the difference between Starbursts and a Skittle?
What?
You like all the little balls in your mouth versus like a little piece of... Versus a piece of a square?
Yeah. Also, it's texture.
Because it's like grittier.
I don't know. You really feel like you're chewing something. Starburst is more like... taffy. Soft. It's like taffy. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I feel about taffy. I recently went to Estes. I think I'm turned around on taffy.
I fuck with Laffy Taffy.
Sure. But I mean, the saltwater taffy in Estes Park.
Man. I haven't had that in a
can't
minute.
Be beat.
I mean, it's delicious.
It is delicious. You know, I thought of it as just like a. What are you going for? You going for a fruit flavor in taffy? Or are you going for like a, you know, caramel or pecan or some shit like that?
Probably fruit.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't had real ass taffy in probably over a decade.
Okay. Well, next time I know we know what to get you for Christmas. I guess.
Do not get me fucking
taffy.
They
only sell it by weight. You know, actually, what I thought, I was listening to someone on the radio and they were talking about getting weed stuff for people for Christmas. Oh. So I thought, like, all my family, I could just go to like Terrapin and get, you know, some like joints, some 1 gram joints or whatever.
Yeah.
And just stocking stuffers and be like, there you go. But they're not going to smoke it, really. I mean, it's more of a novelty gift.
I'll smoke that shit.
Okay. So you want weed for Christmas?
I would love weed for Christmas.
Is weed getting more expensive? Have you noticed this?
Everything is getting more expensive.
I haven't been to a weed shop since I quit, but.
Yeah, a little bit.
But like a candy bar was like $20, you know?
I don't fuck with edibles. I pretty much exclusively only get joints at this point.
You smoke flower?
Yeah. Or I'll take it back. I'll take a hit of the pen too.
same difference.
Bro, we were on tour in I'm pretty sure it was Wisconsin. Is it legal in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is a minority of states that have not legalized marijuana.
So it was not Wisconsin. I can't remember where we were. Oh, we were in Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois. Close enough. Like I was trying to get one joint, right? We had 2 days off. I was like, okay, You know, because we don't smoke weed at all on tour.
Does Nate smoke?
No.
Okay,
really.
I was going to say, I thought he was pretty straight edge.
We don't really smoke weed on tour because it's, you know, it's state by state. You know, I can't take it with me to a different state. We got a van with Colorado plates, so if a cop stops us, it's a whole thing.
You've gotten a lot more into pot recently, like in the last year or two.
The pandemic really just...
Because you didn't used to smoke as much. You're like a late in life stoner.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Smith or something.
But... So we had 2 days off. I was like, all right. Oh, this is what? This is what? Okay. We were in Illinois. Next show was Wisconsin. So I was like, I got 2 days. It's legal here. I'll just get one joint and smoke it for one night and then call it a day. A joint was like $16.
Fuck.
I was like, damn. I was like, no, I just want one. Like, I just want.
Yeah, like, what? How much is the tax there?
Yeah. And yeah,
like,
so
everybody's getting a
count your blessings. And me and Jen went to we're on vacation in Palm Springs with my cousins, and my cousins live in LA. So I was like, "Hey, can you buy us a disposable vape pen?" Like, sure, $50.
Yeah, vape pens are a little bit more. I guess maybe closer
to
30 here.
A disposable one?
Yeah, it's closer to 30 here, 20, 30.
Anyway, so count your blessings, Colorado.
I heard we have more dispensaries than Starbucks here now.
Yep.
I believe that.
That's true. Yeah, man, the pandemic really just, like, changed a lot of things for me. Like, I really just, like, needed to fucking take the edge off.
Yeah, was it like a moral 2020. Thing before? Or you just, like,
no.
Didn't have the same stress you did after?
Just wasn't my thing for a long time, and then
what's
I was like, okay.
Now?
I just need to take the fucking edge off, dude. The world is trash. Like, the what's going on in this country and in the world and my day job. Like, I just need to take the goddamn edge off. I just really do. And
it does it more than drinking for you?
Way better. It's way, yeah. Yeah. It's just.
It's medicine, bro.
It just turns the volume down. That's all it does. It just turns the volume down. Makes movies funnier. It makes food taste better. It's just, I can just like, because if I sit with my, you know, all the things going on in my head for too long, I have a fucking breakdown.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next one, hot tamales. What a terrible choice.
Yeah, absolutely
hot
not.
Hot tamales is, ugh.
That's a fuck no for me.
Oh, hell yeah,
you take
dude.
That right off the list.
I hate cinnamon. That, like, hot cinnamon taste, I don't like it at all.
Absolutely not.
I love cinnamon in, like, a pumpkin pie, something like that.
Yeah,
but not
sure.
The, like, hot, like a red, a big red.
Red hots, yeah.
Yeah, you like big red? That's my least favorite.
Yeah,
gum.
No, don't like big red now.
Yeah, who the fuck gets a pack of big red? Is that even around? I don't even
Probably.
Think it's around.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about gum these days.
I don't remember the last time I've been getting this pure gum from Whole Foods. I do like gum. I chew a lot of gum.
Yeah, I chew gum too. I just get extra though. What? Just fucking give me some spearmint gum. That's I don't give a fuck.
That's not a lot of sugar, that pure gum. So it's
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because sugar and gum, that's the problem.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to want my calories. You know, I'm a fine tuned machine now. Next one again, not crazy about them. Sour Patch Kids.
I don't fuck with a Sour Patch Kid. I do fuck with a Sour Patch Watermelon though. And they recently came out with Sour Patch Strawberry, which is chef's kiss, my guy. Delicious.
What's the difference? I mean, it's just
the flavor.
Just the flavor. Yeah. So it's only watermelon. Well, my wife does say watermelon's a bitch flavor.
I don't know what that means.
I like the watermelon seltzer waters, so I get watermelon.
Yeah,
it's
those
like,
are delicious.
It's their least favorite one, I guess, because it's...
Well, more for you.
Well, that's... Yeah.
It doesn't make you a bitch.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a bitch
You're flavor. Lucky. She doesn't like it. So
I
you
think
can have
it's
it all
funny
yourself.
That I think that, you know, my wife says that's a bitch flavor, so I can't get it anymore. I just think it's funny. So, all right. So Sour Patch Kids, interesting. Yeah, I don't like sour. I don't want a sour thing.
Oh, no. I'm
just
a,
like,
I'm
you're just
it.
Sucking on your spit. You know, you're just, that's what you're getting high in your own supply kind of a thing.
No, I'm, that's me. That's, yeah. I
Hershey's
love sour
Kisses,
candy.
The next one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take the Hershey bar, like the little four-pack.
I agree.
Little snack size.
A fun-size Hershey bar, is, I would say, is better than a Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah, Hershey Kiss.
Hershey's Kiss is really a Halloween candy. It's more of a Valentine's Day candy.
Sure, and it's just like too much with the wrapper, the individual wrapping. Yeah, you know?
This
like,
list is flawed.
I mean, I don't have Channel 4 here, NBC. Snickers.
Snickers, put that fucker way, way towards the top of the list.
Hell yeah, dude. You want Snickers over a fucking Starburst?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay.
Snickers, yeah. Reese's and Snickers one are like one and two.
Yeah, it's the nougat, the peanut. You want
absolutely,
a peanut.
Man.
You want a peanut. Tootsie Pops.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, just because you get it a lot doesn't mean it's a good one.
Yeah, no. That's a no.
Candy corn.
Dude, if you like candy corn, I'll fucking fight you.
Yeah, it's like, what kind of
nobody
like,
likes
you
candy
know who
corn.
Like candy corn? Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah. Only give candy corn to kids who dress up like Jeffrey Dahmer.
I have yet to meet someone who likes candy corn.
Is there a Halloween costume so outrageous that a kid could wear that you would refuse to give them candy?
Oh, wow. Wow. Man.
Because Jeffrey Dahmer's popular. I've been talking about it a lot, being a popular costume this
that
year.
That would be a hilarious costume if I saw
you
a
thought
kid.
Because kid, well, yeah, uptight adults are like, oh, he's a murderer. Like, you shouldn't be, you know,
okay.
Glorifying these people.
If I saw a little kid coming to my door trick-or-treating dressed as Dahmer, I would think that was hysterical.
What about Dexter? Comes in like a, you know, he's got.
I don't know if there is one that'll do it.
Not like
maybe if it was a white kid in blackface.
Okay, yeah. He's dressed as Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Straight up Thriller Michael Jackson.
Nah, if it's a white kid dressed as Michael Jackson, that's fine. But if it's a white kid dressed as Michael Jackson in the
70s, yeah.
With
Thriller
blackface,
Michael Jackson.
Then yeah, Thriller era or off the wall era, that then no.
But the white everything's on point. He's got a little red jacket.
No.
You know, he does
and
a little
blackface?
He does a little move for you, he deals those fucking cards for you.
No.
That's where you draw the line, little that's kid right. Blackface. You wouldn't give him one?
No.
Don't you think you're reinforcing his wrong thoughts if you don't give him what he...
How is it?
It's the parents you should be punishing at that point,
well,
right?
Hopefully the parents are there and I can give him a little piece of my mind.
Yeah, you feel like I'm going to give him a Tootsie Roll, but only because... Oh, man. Okay, and then they do it by state.
Okay.
Colorado is a Hershey's Kiss. Come on. Second is Twix. There's Milky Way.
Twix
who voted
is dope.
In this shit? Yeah, Twix
Milky
is dope.
Way is overrated.
Oh, yeah. You're third like, is... I'd rather have a Snickers.
Absolutely.
There's like 80 different candy bars I'd have before a fucking Milky Way.
Agree.
Although, you know what else is trash? That only Milky Way probably only beats out a Three Musketeers.
Dude, fuck a Three Musketeers.
I know. It's such fucking bullshit.
All nougat? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. God, I can't believe that for Colorado. Do better, Colorado.
Yeah.
Arizona, also Hershey's Kiss. California.
Reese's.
Second, you know, M&M's.
Okay.
Oregon, M&M's. Washington, Tootsie Pops. Ugh.
Wow.
Ooh,
wait, go back to Washington. Go back to Washington. Tootsie Pops, number one.
Saltwater
taffy? You fucking hipsters
just
in Washington.
Just give them to Canada at this point. Just fucking. They're trying to be.
Saltwater taffy? Who can. What?
Yeah. Sorry.
You get a Laffy Taffy and you like it.
No. Laffy Taffy is like the trash version of saltwater taffy. Saltwater taffy is like the gourmet.
That's
taffy.
What I'm saying. Don't give me gourmet. It's Halloween candy.
You still want something good, though? I mean.
No.
Would you rather have a Hershey's or a Mars bar? Exactly. You want the Hershey's, bro.
Yeah, I want the Hershey's.
Yes, you want the Hershey's. Got to give it up to Montana. They
Twix.
Got fucking Twix. They know what they're doing up there.
And M&M's second, double bubble gum is third. That's
fucking North Dakota with the hot tamales.
Absolutely
gross.
Not. Jolly Ranchers second. Yeah, no.
Cotton candy. Terrible. Butterfinger for Wisconsin.
Oh, forgot about Butterfinger.
Yeah, it's very forgettable. They have the good marketing, though, with the Simpsons. New York, Sour Patch Kids. Vermont, M&M's. Maine, Sour Patch Kids. Interesting. Ooh, another Rhode Island got Twix.
I'm seeing a lot of chocolate as number one.
Almond Joy's
Get
Connecticut.
Out of here.
Go fuck yourself.
Almond Joy?
That's better than this one, though. Ugh. What the fuck is this? Just Pennsylvania's Hershey mini bars. Okay. No, Mr. Goodbar sucks.
I love Mr. Goodbar.
Really?
Chocolate and peanuts?
It's just it's not good chocolate, though. It's not the same. It has a weird twang to it. I can't quite put my finger on. But
it's peanuts.
It still tastes different than like a Snickers or something.
Snickers got the caramel.
Yeah, it's good.
Nope. Virginia hot tamales is a nope.
North Dakota got the Reese's. South Carolina Butterfinger. Georgia
Swedish fish.
Weird one.
Curveball.
Yeah, it is a curveball. Alabama got Skittles.
What's Florida?
Florida is Reese's.
Damn. Texas? Starburst. Come weird. On, man.
Alaska, Sour Patch Kids. Hawaii.
Hershey's Mini Bars. Interesting. A lot of chocolate, man. A lot of chocolate.
Milky Way from Missouri. Come on, Missouri.
I knew I didn't like Missouri for a reason.
Illinois. They got $50 fucking $50 joints, and they love Sour Patch Kids. Did you hear that Mike Tyson has a edible ear? For his for his line of like a gummy.
That is fucking wild, man. The guy bit another man's ear off and he's profiting off of it. Absolutely crazy. I hope he's given Evander Holyfield a cut.
Yeah, dude, he totally should.
Absolutely should.
Yeah, he said online yep, look, Mike's bites right there. Their
wow.
ears. Their little gummy ears.
Wow.
It's crazy. You can't sell them here in Colorado because you can't have body shaped like gummies.
Why?
Fucking kids will go crazy for it, I guess. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. They have a lot of fucking things about candy. Like you can't have like cartoon characters on the.
I understand that.
Anything that appeals to children.
An ear is not going to do it.
I don't know. It's fun. Kids are weird. They love ears. They love Jeffrey Dahmer. They love ears.
Kids don't love
if they're dressed up like Jeffrey Dahmer for Halloween. This is their favorite candy. Sour Patch Kids. They're children.
Bro, I would.
We got to get rid of it.
You can't give an edible to a kid. They're so expensive.
Yeah, everybody's worried about edibles. Now they're worried about fentanyl-laced treats.
Right. Bro, drug dealers want to sell their drugs. They're not trying to give away their drugs.
To children.
They want
to
sell it.
Hook them while they're young.
Ears, man, that's wild.
Yeah, the number one Halloween costume is the dude from Stranger Things, Eddie from Stranger Things.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, do you watch Stranger Things?
Nah. I've been meaning to start watching it for like 3 years now.
It's good. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's it's one of those. I haven't seen Game of Thrones yet either. It's just one of those things where it's like so popular. I'm like, how good could it be?
That's like asking, being like, Curb Your Enthusiasm, how good could it be?
I mean, I guess, but Curb Your Enthusiasm doesn't do Stranger Things numbers.
Sure. I just think of something that's popular. I did that with Seinfeld for a long time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yeah, what is that? I think there's like want to just like turn you off.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's almost like desperate. Like, it's like an overselling.
Yeah.
Like when people just like, they overhype something. And you're like, how good could this possibly be? Honestly.
Yeah, it's like something can't live up to the hype after a certain point. But
unless it's Cobra Kai,
it's hard. Yeah, dude, fuck yeah, dude! I got a Miyagi-Do patch for my gi.
Yeah.
Did you get your Cobra Kai?
I sure did. Gi? Nice. I sure did.
Yeah, you couldn't find a Eagle Fang stuff isn't as popular. They have shirts.
Yeah.
But I was going to, the best thing I could think of is getting a shirt and then sewing that onto the back of a gi for Mallory.
What's great about the Cobra Kai costume is that they're basically pajamas.
Can I just wear a gi to bed now?
It's basically pajamas. And like, if it's cold, I can wear long underwear under it and it's totally fine.
Did you see that Netflix is doing a ad-based service for like $8?
Yeah.
Would you ever get that?
No.
I know. Once you got no commercials, you can't go back to commercials.
No way.
That's why I'm such a big proponent of YouTube Premium, which is where Cobra Kai started. That's why I was on that shit before anybody else.
Yeah, that's right. I got your YouTube premium account so that I could watch Cobra Kai.
Yeah. I showed it to you. Remember? We sat down and watched almost all of them in one sitting. It was so good.
Yeah.
Dude, Terry Silver, what a great villain. Like, who thought he was going to be, like, better than Kreese? Hard to beat.
It's just amazing how many of the original actors they got to be honest. It's like all of them.
Yeah.
All of them. It's incredible.
Dude, they have to end it next season. There's no way they're going to.
Yeah.
They can top it.
Yeah.
They got to get fucking Hillary Swank in there and then end it.
Oh, shit. You need Hillary Swank.
I mean, I've been waiting for it.
You need Hillary Swank.
Yes, you got to get Hillary Swank in there
and
somehow.
And Jaden Smith.
No, he could.
And Jackie Chan.
I'd be okay with it. That would be great. They're making a reboot or a Cobra Kai movie.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be the origins of Cobra Kai or like Johnny.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, what a turnaround, really.
I know.
I mean, they were always the villains. Like, so much so, I know I've said it quite a bit, but like when I was doing karate, you couldn't get a sleeveless gi like the Cobra Kais because they were so associated with the bad guys.
Yeah. Man, I just love, even in the first season where it's like, he reforms Cobra Kai, and it's all these outcasts, right? They're all nerds. They're all kids that are getting bullied that want to defend themselves. It's like, oh, Cobra Kai's good now. And then, like, over time, they become the bullies. It's the fucking, it's the parable of the scorpion and the frog. It's just like, you're always, if you're a Cobra Kai, you're a fucking bad guy. You can't help it.
Johnny's not a bad guy now, though.
No, he's not a Cobra Kai now.
Interesting. He's transcended. Dude, I'm curious. Yeah,
Cobra Kai can be good for a while, but eventually you're gonna make that, gonna turn around, yeah. Gonna make that change.
Dude, I didn't think fucking they were gonna bring back Hawk at all. I did not think he'd come back to being a good guy.
Bro, Hawk might be my favorite character.
Dude, the way when he won the All Valley,
hell yeah,
it was so good. I was not expecting that at all. That was, but such a so good. Chef's kiss to that. That was fucking great. Are you a Tory fan or a Samantha fan?
I'm a Tory fan.
I'm Team Samantha.
What
do you think her and Miguel are going to work it out?
No, they got back together at the end of the season.
Yeah, but when Miguel was making out with that other chick and she saw him.
They were broken up.
I know. It's like it's like Boy Meets World with Topanga and...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, I mean, they weren't broken up at the time, were they? Topanga and...
No, but she gave him permission, dude. She was like, yo, go see how you feel.
She gave him permission?
You don't remember that?
No, I don't. I remember, like, him talking about it afterwards and her being what'd you think?
They're at the ski lodge, and he stayed up all night talking to this girl, and she was like, I like you. She wrote him a letter. Topanga found the letter.
Oh, okay.
She's like, do you like this girl? He was like, I don't know how I feel. She's like, go see how you feel. Mm-hmm. And then he did. I don't think he kissed her.
I thought they kissed at
the
end of
the
night.
No, they did kiss. They do kiss.
Yeah, because it was like a violation. I remember it being a...
And then he came back and he's like, she's so great. She's awesome, but, you know, you're my one and only. And Topanga's like, fuck off.
Whoa, did she
like, what are you talking about? She's like, the fact that you even, that you said yes, it was enough.
Heartbreak.
Because I remember that. She's like, you told me to go. And she's like, and you listened. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, women be mind fucking everybody.
Women.
Even best women like Topanga. Okay, let's see. If you could only. Topanga, the Pink Ranger, or Kelly Kapowski. You could choose one to be with in to take to prom in high school.
Topanga.
Topanga?
I love bossy chicks, man.
Okay.
I love a bossy chick.
I guess that's true. I guess if you had a type. We did recently have your ex-wife and your current wife on a drunk wedding.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
Both bossy chicks.
It's very awkward for me.
Well, I don't know why.
Your ex-wife did say... I think our breakup, Eric and I's breakup, was the hardest on JD. Because we're friends. Right? We're a group of friends, you know, with your ex-wife. And then you guys got divorced. And I was like, I mean, old me was like, you got to pick sides. But then I was like, no, I've evolved. I don't have to pick sides.
Uh-huh.
And I stay friends with both of you.
Yeah.
It's been hard.
Yeah, Jen was saying, like, I think they're going to hang out.
Dude, it's very... That's, I don't know why they're both pushing it. I don't know why. It's like one thing to do a podcast because that was interesting. You know, you're talking about, you're getting two perspectives on your guys' marriage, which is interesting. But then to be like, although she did a pumpkin patch together with your ex-wife?
Sam didn't talk about our marriage, mine and her marriage at all.
Oh, right. We were talking about doing a divorce one or like, because you talked about your past marriage as well.
I think that would be fun for Drunk Wedding is to re-air mine about mine and Sam's and then do one with Sam's about the same wedding and see what the difference.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, I would love to do that because it's just like such an interesting thing. And you're okay with that?
Fine with that.
I need your blessing.
Yeah. Don't.
Now I must turn my back.
Don't feel weird about it. You're not.
Well,
the
I mean,
one
it's hard to say. I know. Yeah, it's like.
And, well, Jen was saying that, like, it feels like everyone's gone through great lengths to keep them apart, to like, we're doing this thing over here, and then Jen's over because we can't have
the friend groups are like pretty intermingled.
Yeah. It's like, fuck it, man, who gives a shit?
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, I would not want to go to a pumpkin patch with any of my ex-girlfriends.
Well, yeah,
so I mean, and I not coming.
I'm not going.
Yeah. Does that weird?
No.
Yeah, because your ex-wife and your current wife are and me are all gonna and my wife are gonna go to a pumpkin patch. I mean, it's scheduled.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why.
I
would go to a pumpkin patch with either of them.
There's no feelings there. There's no possible way we're going to get back together.
No.
So it's like, I don't know what's...
You're not going to pull a Topanga?
Yeah, no. I did listen to that episode. There were a couple moments where I was like...
Sorry.
But, you know, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, hard. You have a past and stuff, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that you're so detached from that person you were, you know, 10 years ago or whatever it is now?
It is pretty weird.
At the time when you're getting divorced, I mean, was it like...
It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's like such a heartbreaking thing, right?
Yeah. It's an absolute, the worst fucking year of my life.
Yeah, I remember talking to you about it. I mean, we didn't really talk about it too much, right? You know, I was trying to be a good friend, right? I was a good friend?
Yeah.
Good friend?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I remember you not... Yeah, I mean, we didn't touch on it too much, but you were going to therapy and stuff, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, you're working through your stuff.
Yep.
And, fuck. Any advice for a divorce guy going through it? Like, what do you think is the best thing to do at that point? Definitely don't stalk them.
No, definitely don't.
That's something fucked up that my dad told me one time when I went through a breakup.
He said, don't stalk them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's good advice.
Don't stalk them.
Don't stalk them. I would say the big thing would be allow yourself to feel the feelings that you feel. Don't talk shit about them.
Like to their parents or...
To anyone. Or to maybe...
About anything? I mean, talking shit and venting are two different things.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Allow yourself to feel the feelings, because if you don't at that point, they're going to come out later, you know.
In a sexual act.
So, maybe.
That's fucked up. I mean, yeah. It's fucked up to have to go through that bad of a time, but, you know.
Yeah, and don't dwell on all the good times you had, and don't dwell on all the bad times you had either. Just let the relationship be what it was in the past. I would recommend seeing a therapist.
Yeah. Because, talking about it is...
Not only talking about it, but talking about it with someone who has no skin in the game, like an unbiased opinion, someone that doesn't know your ex at all and doesn't know you really at all. So you can really talk freely about, you know, if you're talking to one of your friends, like that was the thing with me and her was I felt like I couldn't go like talk to other people about it because our lives were so intertwined. So going to a therapist to me was like such a huge thing.
Did you feel like you couldn't talk to about me about it?
Yeah.
Damn.
You and everyone, really. Just because it was like...
But I'm a good friend. You say I'm a good friend. No, it's just...
And my therapist actually said,
"Don't talk to JD
that you can't just talk to me about it. You have to like talk, like pick a friend and talk to them about it. So I actually hit up one of my friends that was, you know, we were friends, but we weren't like great friends, but we were friends. And it was someone that was my age, someone that I respected quite a bit, if they would ever give me advice and stuff like that. And she was like, yeah, absolutely. You know, text me, call me, whatever, you know, that's, yeah, I would absolutely do that for you. I was like, thank you so much. And then, I don't know, a week later, I was like, yo, I'm having a tough time. Can we talk? And she didn't. She fucking ghosted me.
Fuck.
I know.
Another portrayal by a woman.
And I called her, you know, she didn't answer. And I texted her a couple times like, yo, you said, like, you said. We could do this. Nothing.
Fuck.
Like, nothing. And then I was like,
they get hit by a bus.
Hey, listen, like, if this isn't okay, that's fine. But just let me know. Nothing. Just ghosted me.
Crazy.
For like a month. And then her boyfriend texted me. Was like, yo, man, you want to, like, what's going on? You want to talk about this whole thing? I was like, no, dude.
Not to you.
What?
Yeah.
She pawned you off onto me?
Oh, that's fucked.
So that was like that was a really tough thing that I went through with that. It was just like, man, I put my trust in someone and they just fucking ghosted me.
Yeah, right after such a big, big hurt, you know?
Just a text, like, even just a, like, dude, I'm really sorry. I'm just really busy with work or
whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah, just whatever. But just a ghost. It was like, that was kind of the end of that for me, with me and her, as far as our friendship went.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen her on the street or at a show or whatever recently, and I've just fucking ignored her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. We got pretty deep here.
No. I mean, it's like, you know, I do see some.
We were talking about Halloween candy like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I see some of my exes, you know, now they run a bar that, like, is popular for comedy, and it's like, I just kind of don't go there, you know? Or, like, if I do, it's like, we just don't, like, I mean,
I think
if they said hi to me, I'd say hi, but, I mean, I'm not trying to hang out.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's different, you know? I think there are some people that can handle that and some people that can't. I don't know. I mean, if we're talking about the person that I think you're talking about, I mean, that was fucking 10 years ago, dog. 10 years.
For me?
Yeah.
I think this is a different person we're thinking, but it's also very different.
Okay.
Well, are you just saying let it go? I mean, like I said, I would be friendly, but I'm not like trying to hang out.
Yeah, I'm the same way with my ex.
Yeah,
I'm not
trying to hang out.
No, I've never like had any interest ever in being her friend. No offense.
Yeah, no, it's just like, well, I think some people have an idea of friendship and that's just like, because you can't just say hi to each other and, like, have a cordial conversation, then that's like, oh, we're friends.
Yeah,
it's like,
no.
You can be friendly. That doesn't mean we're fucking friends.
Yeah, I'm not going to, we're not going to Chili's together.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know,
yeah.
If I found myself in the same situation, like, a situation where we're both together or whatever, yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
fine.
Like it'd be like.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be like, you know, it'd be just, you know, you do what you have to and then you're nice and then, you know, that's it.
I remember when me and Jen first started dating, it was pretty
Your
fresh.
Current wife?
Yeah, my current wife. It was pretty fresh from my divorce. And
yeah, I remember that.
There would be times where I'd talk about my ex.
Did you ever call her that the other's name?
Sam? Yeah.
Did you ever call her Jen?
Oh, no.
I did that to an ex one time. I did that to my current girlfriend instead of the ex's name. Yeah,
no,
it was bad.
I never did that.
It was bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't,
I bet it was.
It wasn't meant to be. Let's just say that.
Yeah, yeah. But one day, Jen was like, you know, I kind of admire Sam for what she did. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, man. She was in a relationship that wasn't working out. You know, a lot of people would just stay with that person and just be miserable. But she recognized what it was and decided to end it, even though it was hard. And, you know, like, she was true to herself. And I was like, whose fucking side are you on?
Yeah, I was like, what a fucking shitty thing to say to the person you're with.
But, you know, she's right, though.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You fucking lie to me. You lie to me.
Yeah, it's like, that's not the thing to say. And you're like, I'm going to marry this bitch.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wow. Anyway.
Damn. How's the comedy going?
It's been hard to get out, you know, with the new job and stuff. It's just like, learn lots about taping cables down, you know, and how much, you know, how you split two signals to two different monitors kind of a thing.
Oh, wow.
Use a DA, you know, plug, and how you have to, like, boost a signal after a certain amount of, you know, cordage or certain stuff.
Fun.
Yeah, there's different ampage to different things. It's fine, right? You know? But it's like, yeah, it takes away from the comedy. I'm seeing all my friends getting more things.
The job's more at night, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's well, right now it's more at night, which is nice for me because I don't have to get up at like 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
But comedy also happens at night, so it's just like, you know, trying to find a balance of getting out and trying to be out there
for sure,
because you have to be out there to be seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get booked on stuff. Which is different than like band stuff, right? It's like, do you feel like people forget that you guys are around if you're not booking all these gigs?
In a sense, yes. But also social media helps that a lot.
There's no like open mic for you guys, you know?
It's, I mean,
like,
there's open mics for musicians. Yeah.
Sure, but you're not playing those to be like, hey, give us a gig at this point.
No.
How do you work your way up to that as a band?
To what?
To like gigging. To like getting enough gigs to like sustain yourself in a way? Or like,
I don't know. I haven't done that yet.
You haven't had to do it?
To sustain myself?
No. Oh, well, would you say you're still in like the open micro phase of your guys' career?
No.
Yeah, because you get booked. You're going on tours.
It's really about networking.
Right.
A lot of the times. Like when we first moved to Denver, we would just fucking hustle.
Are there like people that are like more popular, but like you think they're kind of shitty musicians?
Yes. Okay. Are you crazy?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Because there are comics out there that I'm like, this guy's just like, I don't know, better at networking. He sucks as a comedian.
Bro.
But I don't know, people like his vibe or something.
Dude, people skills is everything, man. Everything.
I was listening to Joe List talk and he was like, I think you could work on networking more and then the funny can come later. It's like behooves you as a younger comedian to like build the network before you. And then funny, you can build more of a funny base.
Brendan Schaub, two words.
I mean, that's definitely that still isn't funny. Who you know. I mean, yeah, those.
Dude's got a special, got two specials.
I would love to get him on the podcast. I'd love to talk to him. But yeah, those are rough.
You know,
those
he's a good rough. Podcaster. He's funny. Yeah, he's a funny podcaster. He's a talk. Trash stand-up.
Did you listen to the one with Liver King?
No.
It was not great.
No, yeah. I don't really listen to
it's interesting to hear
Fire
Liver
the Kid
King,
that much anymore.
Yeah, you know, since, that's since, like I saw, oh, Liver King, that's interesting. You know, I seen from all the TikToks and whatnot. Guy's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Fucking guy eats raw meat.
You love sushi.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I
still love sushi. Sasa, best sushi place in Denver for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Love sushi. I love pate also.
Well, you know who does some pretty good tuna rolls or salmon rolls?
Who?
King Soopers.
Okay. All right. Now you're just baiting me.
If I feel like getting a little spicy with it, you know, going a little across the pond, if you will.
You're baiting
just
me.
Just grab a salmon roll from King Soopers.
I know what you're doing, JD.
Extra ginger.
Okay. I know. I've been doing this on Twitter.
What else do you? What else do you eat ginger with? Or you know that kind of pickled ginger with? It's so good.
I don't really eat. I guess I don't really eat pickled
you don't put
ginger.
It, you don't put it on
of,
your sushi?
Oh yeah, on sushi. Outside of sushi, I don't really.
It's so good. I love the ginger.
I love
a lot.
Ginger. Ginger everything.
Would you put ginger on a hot dog?
No.
Yeah. What's up? But it's so good.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it goes with everything. I like cereal. I don't put fucking...
People put cereal on donuts?
Yeah.
People put cereal on...
Steak? Would you put cereal on your steak? No.
You ever heard of a sugar coat on a steak?
No.
I think some place on Colfax does it, like some diner.
Interesting.
A sugar steak.
Interesting.
Yeah, we should go try it. Cobra Kai's dope. Let's get back to that.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Can't believe Johnny's gonna have a baby with. I thought they were gonna totally not.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was gonna be like a miscarriage or test just, was wrong.
Yeah,
or something.
I thought it was false positive.
They're going for it. That's the only way that he could unite Miguel and Robbie.
And Robbie. I mean, that fight they had. I thought Robbie was gonna fucking kick his ass.
I know.
Or I thought Miguel was gonna kick his ass off that balcony.
Yeah, I was like, oh, don't do it.
It was so good.
Hell yeah. Man.
That was good.
Hell yeah. What a great show. I know. My wife hates it.
I mean, I started going back to some karate classes after I watched that.
Well, the thing is, you have to love the Karate Kid, the original movie. If you haven't seen or loved the Karate Kid, it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird show.
I think you could like it if, you know, it's just a different level. It's not as deep as ours, but, you know, I think you could like it just for what it is.
Well, I like it because of that, all that shit, all that stuff. Like,
the tie-ins?
Yeah, the score. Like, everything is just pitch perfect.
Pitch perfect. What do you think with some predictions for the young LaRusso, the boy? You think he's going to learn some karate, turn it around?
Oh.
Do you think him and the black kid are going to be friends?
Man, oh.
I can't remember that kid's name. What's his name? The new hawk. The kid? Dude, the punch, the like knuckle punch to the sternum thing was so fun.
Man,
dude, LaRusso's getting old though, man. When he did that crank kick at the end, they're cutting around it.
Yeah.
They're cutting around it so much.
Yeah, I mean, the dude's gotta be in his
He's
late
older
50s.
Than Mr. Miyagi was. 50s. He's like in his, they're both in their 60s.
Yeah, dude.
And then they just gave up on having a crease fight. They just have the kid who plays the younger him do all the same.
Bro, okay, so the black kid, the bully. Well, at the end of that last season, you know, they disband Cobra Kai and
fucking sternum punch Robbie. That was good.
What's the guy's name? Terry goes to jail. Whatever. They see the video that he cheated.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, just give me a, you know, Robbie, who's like his mentor, is like, hey, man. He's like, just give me a minute. I just need, not now.
Yeah.
It's like the kid's obviously going to come to terms.
Come back around.
Yeah. So. I think, yeah, they're going to reconcile the next season, him and the LaRusso kid.
Or maybe LaRusso's going to become more of a, or like he's not going to be able to forgive him. He's going to want to.
I don't know.
Think he'll take the high road?
Maybe. I think it's a better story if like the whole LaRusso family's united. You know, it's like kid, the younger brother, and then the sister and Daniel. I think that's better.
Yeah. Yeah, I was heartbroken for Tori when. She found out that Terry had cheated in the All Valley when she won. That was really, that was hard.
Especially because when she won, I was like, fuck yeah, man. It's her time. Yeah, like, it's her, you know what I mean?
She worked so hard. Yeah.
She's been through so much. Like, it's her fucking time to win, man. It was her time to win. I was so, like, happy for her that she won.
That pool scene where, like, they had the race down the inner tubes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a rough one. That was a rough scene. That was probably the roughest part of the season.
It's a little cringy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's still.
Why were all those kids wearing, like, shirts? I was like, hey, what, do kids wear shirts at the pool now?
Kids,
no one would be caught dead wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about.
But they're all wearing, like, you know, fucking skin. Or maybe it's, like, sun. Protect them from the sun.
It's a water park.
It stuck out to me.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
We went to a water park. I got vertigo afterwards, so.
You think that's what did it? Was Waterworld?
I think it was a jump. I think jumping around the wave pool didn't help.
Oh, man.
There's also a thing about my previous guest. She had a curse on her, and I think some of that bad juju rubbed off on me.
You're going to Waterworld next year, right?
I don't know, dude.
Fucker.
I'm not going through another vertigo thing, man. If I could avoid it, that was fucked.
Gonna be me and Johnny at the end of the day.
I did regret not going on that slide that pushes you upwards.
Bro, that slide was so sick.
Yeah, maybe I'll go because the Lazy River was dope. Because I opted not to go with you guys because I wanted to stay in the Lazy River because it was so relaxing.
Yeah,
so fun.
It was great. I had a great. We went to Waterworld this summer. Me and my wife, JD, and his wife, and then. Johnny and his partner,
aka Johnny Woo, aka Johnny Hatchback, aka Johnny Apple Party,
and Nate, my bandmate, and his wife also went, and it was awesome. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Next time we're getting fast passes.
Okay, get fast passes and get a gazebo.
Yeah, splurge for that gazebo.
Worth it.
Absolutely.
You
worth
gotta
it.
Have a place to chill out after.
Absolutely.
A while. Yeah. All right. Well, where can people find the band if they want to look you up, see things?
Well, I want you guys to listen to the new podcast. It's called Shit Show.
Is it on Apple? Because I could only find it on YouTube.
It's on YouTube and Spotify.
No Apple.
No Apple.
What the fuck?
Fuck off.
Dude, that's where people go for podcasts.
Maybe we'll put it on Apple. Who knows? For now, go to Spotify.
You told me to fuck off?
That's
the
right.
The Pod King of Denver. You told fuck off.
We all know that the Grolix are the Pod Kings of Denver,
now
all
I'm
right?
Oh, my God. Now I must turn my back on.
Okay. We have a podcast, me and Nate, the band In The Whale.
One word.
Have a podcast. Guess right. One word. We have a podcast called Shit Show, where we talk to musicians and music adjacent people like managers, tour managers, roadies, that kind of thing, and performers.
I'll come on whenever.
About the worst show that they have ever been a part of. We got Doug Goodman, who's a tour manager for Green Day and Jane's Addiction and Smashing Pumpkins. We got Jesse from 10 Years. We got Chris Ballou from Presidents of the United States of America. A bunch of great artists and a bunch of like really cool crew guys that have the wildest stories. It's our favorite thing to talk about is awful being, you know, stories about awful shows. And it's, we think, stories that not a lot of people actually get to hear about. So it's really fun and really embarrassing at times and very funny. And check it out. On Instagram, Shit Show Pod, and on Facebook, Shit Show Pod, or search it on Spotify or YouTube.
Dude, the Grolix got nothing on me.
Also, In The Whale, just go to inthewhalecult.com for all the socials. If you want to check out my
Cultin'
band.
It up?
That's right. Inthewhale.com was renewed. Somebody, our friend Eli, owned inthewhale.com for forever and was just kind of letting us use it. And then he didn't fucking tell us that we needed to renew it. And it was open for like 6 days and someone grabbed it.
Found out who your enemies are.
Inthewhalecult.com.
Interesting. Yeah. Again, listen to Dudesy.
Yeah, of course. totally unrelated, but yeah, that's a great podcast too.
Actually, I have been doing a pitch for a movie like, you know, TMP used to do, kind of like a quick pitch. We got time for that? I know you got a ticket for a movie. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite genre?
Heist.
Heist movie. Okay, perfect. Okay. We say there's like a two-man band. Who's like
okay?
Either they're the rich people who are getting heisted, or is the two man band pulling a heist to do to make money for something like one of your families or something needs it?
Hmm.
Or are you just scumbags? Fucking want fucking. Is it like Heat? You just fucking do it because you like it.
The action is the juice.
Yeah.
Let's say that they're the heisters.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys cover your
hold
covers.
Hold on. No, you can't have two people.
You can't have two people heist?
No, that's way too few.
Okay, can you do... Okay, it's a five... Then are you cool with it being a five-person
band? Let's say
it's
five... Yeah, five-person band.
Yeah, but they're hiding as a band, which is nice. That's a cool... This is a great premise, actually.
Well, yeah, it's a great cover, too, because they tour.
Yeah, they tour.
Every city they go to,
yes.
They rob a bank.
Oh, so good.
And then leave the state.
Bank robbery, huh?
Or,
how about one of your old managers or something makes it super big, like fucking is like, and you want to like heist him, you know, you're fucking.
Oh, it's an old manager.
Yeah. Old manager or something like steal. Maybe like one of you's like, he stole my fucking idea. And then he, you know, and now he's like Kanye level.
Oh, I see. It's like a Ocean's 12.
Yeah.
Situation.
It kind of gets into an Ocean's 12, but you know, or do you not like that angle?
I'm into that. So they're a band and they have a manager that fucks them over. For something, and the manager makes a shitload of money that they could have made, should have made.
Yeah.
So the band's going to rob the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And like it's like in a tower, or where does it take place? Is it casinos for Mission Impossible?
You got to go to a manager's house. You're going
to
rob.
Manager's house, yeah. So he has to live in like a big swanky apartment.
A big compound, yeah. And let's say Nashville.
Nashville,
no, let's say, let's say Austin.
Austin? Okay, Austin. I was going to say, I like the idea of Nashville. Like, he like took over Graceland and made a fucking... I mean, Boston's good, too. Yeah.
I'm going to say Austin.
Okay, yeah. So we moved to Austin. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, like, you have to get past, like, fucking horses and shit, or like he has some weird animal. He has tigers, right? Because doesn't fucking Texas have like the biggest?
Yeah, that's right. Tiger population. Exotic animals. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like a weird thing that he has a crocodile. He has a motor crocodiles. He's got a fucking alligator. He's got a fucking tiger. Okay.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay. I'm into this.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
This.
So the band is touring, you know, on rough times, you know, but kind of making it. You know, you can see him having fun. You got to have the wild guy, right? Like.
Okay, so okay, they're on tour, right? Mm-hmm. And then the manager has the gall to like hit them up, say, "Yo, I see you guys are coming to Austin. Can you put me on the list?"
Interesting. And yeah.
Like, oh, he's gonna fucking act like he didn't fuck us over. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, because he's like he wants to seem cool now. He's so big,
right?
That like he's you know,
and he's gonna cool. Show up. He's gonna like buy a bunch of shit, like buy merch. He's like. Big dicks, everyone, right? Shows yeah. Up at the show.
But he wants to be seen with you guys because that would give him some cool cred again.
Right, uh-huh.
So he can, like, launch his new fucking app or whatever.
Yeah, and then after the show, like, that's, like, the last show of the tour, and they're like, fuck this guy, we're going to rob him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're going to get our revenge.
Yeah, but the rest of the band was like, we, you know, we're moving on, we're doing it, but, like, one member's like, no, I can't let this go.
Yeah.
This is going to be our big thing.
That's right.
You have to be the leader of the band's doing this.
Yes.
Okay, so lead singer can't let it go. And he's like, we have to do this. And everyone's like, I don't know. It seems too personal. It's too personal. You can't, you're like, don't make it personal, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like, what's your relationship with the, if you're in the movie, you know, like you're basically, you know, you'll be the drummer in the movie, you know, you're the character. Are you guys brothers or like, do you like not want it, you know, are you telling him not to, or are you like,
me personally?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. What's a good dynamic there? You got to have some, you know, so, you gotta have some pushback. You got to have some.
Yeah, yeah. The leader that's gung-ho, then, yeah, let's say there's two brothers.
Yeah, but you're like, you're getting too reckless because you fucking, you know, you want it too much. You know, you're right. Putting too much risk.
You're too close to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a girl. You need a girl, a female.
Is one of the band members a girl?
Yeah,
or...
one of the band members. Yeah.
Does she have some kind of romantic entanglement with the old manager that you guys are exploiting?
No. Not every woman has to be.
Okay, I'm just you could have the romantic entanglement with the manager if you want. Jeez, yeah. So progressive. Look at you over here.
Who's going to play the manager? Who plays a douchebag really well?
Well, my first thought was Jamie Foxx.
That's all right. I don't know if Jamie Foxx will play a bad guy.
You don't think so? Okay. Mike Tyson?
What?
We were just talking about Mike Tyson.
No, not Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson should be a level of security that this guy has. Mike Tyson, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, I hang out here on the weekends.
Yeah. Just extra little extra cash doing security.
Okay, so Jamie Foxx won't do it. Will Smith?
Again, Will Smith doesn't really play bad guys.
Sure, but he needs something now. He needs it.
Well, no. He wouldn't do it.
Okay, so well then, okay. So, do you want it to be okay? Maybe Latino with the manager.
Oh. Who's the guy in End of Watch? The Hispanic guy,
Michael Pena.
Michael Pena.
Sure. Okay, Michael Pena's the man. Shoot yeah. You guys over.
Yeah, yeah. He's funny. He's really yeah. He played a douchebag really well.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta have Timothy Chalamet in there somewhere.
Okay, is he the band? He's the band guy?
Yeah.
Let's get him and Harry Styles.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Timothy Chalamet, Harry
and Harris, those are the two brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down with that. Okay. I'm with that.
Yeah, yeah. And then there has to be a love interest. That's just like a good dynamic. It's like, it's a tension.
Yeah, okay.
I think it is a little tropey if it is someone else in the band, but...
We're making a real movie here.
Yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah. Well, movies are tropes for a reason.
All right.
Should she be in the band, or do you want it to be? Cop is after you guys.
Oh,
she has to be a detective who's after you guys, FBI agent.
There you go. Played by
Tori.
No.
What? Cobra Kai.
No.
No, too young. Is that what you think?
Too young. We need someone in their 30s.
But the lady from Ted Lasso, Hocus Pocus.
I don't watch Ted Lasso or Hocus Pocus.
Well, Hocus Pocus 2. Remember when we were talking? Oh, okay.
Actresses in there.
You're looking at actresses in the 30s. Natalie Portman, Scarlett Johansson.
Natalie Portman, not
You don't think Natalie Portman could play an FBI agent?
Natalie Portman isn't in her 30s.
Wow. Wow.
ScarJo is 37. She's not right for that part, though. Anne Hathaway's 39. Selena Gomez.
Ooh, the chick from the Midsommar.
I can't put my finger on it. You need someone with some fucking grit. Hmm. How about... This is tough. How about Emily Blunt?
I don't like it. British? No. Ooh, Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's got grit.
Yep. Perfect.
And a great grit.
Got a great ass. There it is. Zoe Kravitz. All right. Yeah. Okay. That's the okay.
Detective that who's after you. Could fill out the band with, like, you know, some other, you know, fun Easter eggs.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Sure. You got to throw the RZA in there somewhere.
Just, yeah.
He's
just
like your old wise mentor. You know, you go to him for advice.
He's the guy. Yeah. He's the guy who's bankrolling the heist.
He's like, I hate that guy too.
Right, yeah, he's like, I'll set up a buyer for all the shit you steal.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. The RZA.
The RZA.
And it's directed by Quentin Tarantino.
What the fuck?
You don't think so? You don't think that'd work?
No. What?
Because he'd want DiCaprio to be in the band.
Yeah.
He'd replace the two leads with DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Well, or he'd... Yeah, it'd be Uma Thurman will be the detective.
Oh, yeah. Christoph Waltz would be the,
yeah,
the manager.
Yeah, they're throwing Christoph Waltz in there somewhere.
Okay. Well, he'd be close to getting Jamie Foxx at that point.
It has to be directed by, like, who's the guy who did
Training Day?
Fuck.
You think Denzel play bad guy? No, he doesn't play
Training
bad
Day. Well, I think that's the only time he's ever done it.
Right, you're right.
Was Training Day. Like Michael, not Michael Mann. Like David O. Russell or something.
What if the we get some brothers to do it? The Coen brothers.
Coen brothers? Ooh, man, that's a...
There's some potential there. Interesting.
I mean, everything they do is awesome. It just seems like a weird script right. for them to...
Yeah, well, you know, True Grit was weird.
True Grit was a remake.
Sure. Okay.
Holy shit.
Okay, what do we call it?
Okay.
We call it something like, well, Band Heist is too on the nose, but, you know, if it was a Netflix movie, it'd be called Band Heist.
Like, isn't there a Netflix show called Money Heist?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Something about a van.
Tour van, riding tours. Tours.
Riding in tours.
Tours don't
with
work
boys.
Out.
I think maybe in this story, they decide they're done. They're not going to play music anymore.
Yeah.
And they're going to empty the van of all the music equipment. So they have a back of the van completely full in order to put all their manager's shit that they're stealing. So, like, a lot of the things, a lot of the movie centers around the van. Yeah. You can just call it the van or van.
Tour van.
Tour van. Yeah, I like that.
Tour van, yeah, because you want the tour in there. You're touring around.
Yeah.
Tour van. Yeah, I like the idea of, like, the manager loves things. So, you know, he has, like, a big diamond in there, and he's got a fucking, right. you know, because he loves showing off his wealth or something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
the tiger becomes your friend, and he, like, follows you guys.
The tiger comes with you at the
yeah.
end of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. The tiger, like, turns on him at the end, you know? Because you guys
That's
have
good.
Bond. You guys have a bond.
That's good. Yeah. They yeah, they, like, you have a give a rapport with the tiger. The tiger is supposed to attack you, but one of the band guys is, like, really calm, like a Caesar Milan.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah exactly. And he learns to tame the tiger. And then, yeah, at the end, he's like, attack him! And the tiger's like, no.
Yeah.
Great. Goes, That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, and we get a lot of tiger references. All right. Tour van tour. Tour van.
Tour van.
Tour van. Perfect.
That's good.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being on. I let the guests ask however they see fit. All we'll say be excellent to each other. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Do you have a sign off for shit show?
No.